Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green. Due to Radio Adelaide's policy of equal, unbiased representation of all community views, in the interest of fairness and balanced journalism, but mainly to keep our broadcasting license, we are required to bring you this announcement from the Australian Coal Miners Association regarding global warming. David. Thank you, me. Recently, there's been a lot of talk in the community about global warming. Sure, these days it's hard for anyone to deny global warming is occurring, and nobody knows that more so than us here at the Australian Coal Miners Association. We've been arguing that for years. However, there is some doubt over whether said warming of the globe is caused by humans and our present-day way of life. Why is there doubt? Because we suggested it. However, we've chosen to talk to you today to put forward our own theory as to the root cause of global warming. A theory no mere scientist would ever think to consider. We at the Australian Coal Miners Association believe that the recent spike in world temperatures is but one of a myriad of previous spikes in temperatures experienced by the Earth several times over the last few thousand years. And we believe that the earlier spikes have risen and fallen with the rise and collapse of previous human civilizations. It's not present-day man's fault that future man's future has been robbed. It's past man's fault future man's future has been robbed, or is presently being robbed via present man. Precisely. For example, few scientists today realize, but thousands of years ago, in ancient Egypt, pyramids were much more common than what modern ruins suggest. In fact, on average, there was one pyramid for every four Egyptians, each with a two-car garage and fully ducted reverse cycle air conditioning. Likewise, go back another thousand years, and I think you'll find the ancient Aztecs had an extensive freeway system linking major traffic hubs all over South America. Head out into the Pacific, and you'd discover the Easter Islanders were famous for their vast underground factories, the remnants of which can still be seen today in the form of beautifully decorated stone chimneys, sculptured to look like giant heads. But the instances of previous civilizations contributing to global warming don't stop there. Did you know that Rome's Colosseum was originally an arena where primitive internal combustion-driven monster trucks destroyed Christians and competed with one another for the coveted Roman candle? Furthermore, it's a widely believed fact that during the last ice age, Neanderthals living in what is now present-day Sweden crafted entire airport terminals out of ice and commuted via air to their various jobs at petrochemical plants and lead smelters all over Europe. So take it from us here at the Australian Coal Miners Association. We're not causing global warming. Those dangerous levels of carbon were already in the atmosphere when we got here. It's the fault of our short-sighted ancestors. So go on, buy that second four-wheel drive and throw another lump of coal on the fire. It's nothing compared to what others have done before you and what we plan to do in the future. A message from the Australian Coal Miners Association. Let's all go work in a coal mine. Well, I've been working in a coal mine, going